Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Atlas 105.9. It's BJ and Jamie. The east side, that's where all the snow was yesterday. With the big bomb cyclone.
And I have to tell you, it wasn't just east. It was also south. It was also north. It was everywhere except for your house. But people are saying that not only in Lyman is it still howling, and they have a blizzard warning until noon today, but they wanted us to know in Saudi Aurora, it is really, like, it's still bad in Saudi Aurora.
They're having winds. Amazing to me how different the weather is from, you know, maybe... I don't know, 10, 15 miles from where you sit. Isn't that amazing to you?
Really,
I mean, because you sit here at the studio, and Jimmy and I were just talking about this, looking out the window, and it wasn't that bad here, or it doesn't appear that it was all that bad here compared to what you had at your house or what they're having out on the Eastern Plains. But you go just a few miles, and it completely changes everything.
Well, this is what they were shocked about yesterday. So people were getting down from the mountains just fine yesterday.
Yeah.
They were getting down from the mountains, came back home, they were fine. But yet we still have, as of last night, Douglas County says that they still have over 450 cars stranded on I-25.
That's pretty amazing.
But yet people were coming down from the mountains just fine.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's like everything went backwards yesterday. You know, the areas that normally are fine were horrible, and the places that, you know, are horrible most of the time were fine.
And I still want to give a shout out to the Douglas County School District that allowed their buses to go out and save people yesterday. It was so emotional to watch these people. They took snowplows and they went in front of the buses, right? I mean, it was like a whole effort. They took these snowplows, they took the buses, they went out on I-25. They got these people that were stranded in their cars because 1,000 people had stranded cars.
Yeah.
Now we're down to 450, which is half. But they got them on the buses. People were crying. They took them to shelters. They'd been in their cars since 11 a.m. and they were picking them up last night at 10 p.m. It was pretty amazing. It really was.
It was so crazy. And I passed, and I said this earlier, I passed probably 10 or 12 cars on the side of the road this morning. And I feel bad now because I feel like that getting here at the radio station that there were possibly people inside those cars.
I
didn't know it.
I still want to know what happened to that family in Kiowa that they can't find. I mean, they have them on the phone. They have two little kids and they couldn't get to them with a fire truck. They tried with a snowmobile. The snowmobile went into a ravine. They tried everything. And then finally Governor Polis, he activated the National Guard, so hopefully they got him out today.
It's hard to imagine, unless it happens to you, that you can get stuck. You can just get completely stuck in weather. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's hard for me to even imagine that, unless it happens
to you. Well, did you see the 100-car pileup?
I did.
Holy crap.
I saw the video you showed.
Holy
toledo. 100 cars.
It was a mess.
This is Goldie. Hi, Goldie.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing, Goldie?
I am doing well. And I wanted to give a shout out to some lady in Parker that did a wonderful thing for us yesterday.
What'd she do?
My poor husband works at the VA at Colorado 9th. He still works at the old one and rides the RTD.
Okay.
And he gets off at 3:30 in the afternoon, so you know what the weather was like.
Ugh.
And he was struggling walking from Lincoln at the park and ride to up the road about a mile. And she stopped, had no idea, he was covered from head to toe, his face was covered, had no idea what she was talking to, and offered him a ride home. Before he got in the car, she asked if he was a creeper, and then brought him home.
Really?
You have no idea who she is.
I have no idea who she is, and I just wanted to give a shout out that there are still good people in the world.
Oh, they didn't give up kindness for Lent. That's a Jim Hooley thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Jim Hooley.
Not giving up kindness for Lent,
which is sweet. Wow, that was really nice.
Goldie.
And also kind of dangerous on her part, because what if your husband was a creeper?
Yeah.
Exactly. And he is.
Well, this took a weird turn.
He is. He's a creeper.
All right. So just a shout out. What kind of car did she drive?
We don't know. White SUV. as generic as you can get.
Wait a minute. So he rode in a car from downtown all the way to his house, and he has no idea what kind of car it was.
No. From the park and ride at Lincoln and Jordan.
Oh, okay, in Parker. But he still has no idea.
About a mile.
He's in Parker in a SUV, and your husband doesn't have clue enough to even figure out what kind of car he's in?
He knew yesterday, but he slept since then.
This story is crazy. Right,
Goldie, thank you so much. Hopefully the young lady who helped out heard that, and she did a good deed. Crazy, but a good deed.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good morning.
You too, bye, Goldie.
Tell the creeper we said hi to.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Bye.
Bye. Wow, we can even take a feel-good story and mess it up.
It took a weird turn, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.